AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate's top Democrats are demanding two former attorneys general testify about what they call a gross abuse of power. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin say Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify about the Trump-era Justice Department's secret seizure of data from House Democrats 3 years ago. That's after Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were told the seizure was part of a crackdown on leaks related to the Russia probe and other matters. While the department routinely investigates leaks, a probe of lawmakers is extraordinarily rare. Schiff calls it the weaponization of law enforcement by a corrupt president. Schumer and Durbin say it's shocking, and Barr and Sessions are subject to a subpoena if they refuse to testify. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the start of the G7 summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says world leaders need to make sure the mistakes made during the pandemic aren't repeated.
We need to make sure that we now allow our economies to recover.
Johnson offered elbow bumps to dignitaries gathering for the first time since the onset of the pandemic. The UK recorded its highest coronavirus infections since late February. The city of Chicago is fully reopening. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the future is bright.
Our city is back. We are poised to roar back, to provide more business, more opportunity, and importantly, more jobs to Chicago.
Restaurants are returning to 100% capacity in Chicago, but some businesses may still choose to require mask wearing. An Arkansas woman who says she was injured when a state trooper crashed into her car last year, causing it to flip because she didn't immediately pull over for a traffic stop, is suing him and the agency. Janice Harper was pregnant at the time of the crash. Her baby, who's now 4 months old, doesn't appear to have suffered any residual effects from the crash. This is AP News. President Biden's trip to Britain includes a visit with Queen Elizabeth.
The president has a big challenge to make an impression, as he will be the 13th acting U.S. president to meet with the Queen. Whilst Biden has previously met the 95-year-old monarch in 1982 when he was a U.S. senator, this will be the first time he meets her as president. Before the official meeting at Windsor Castle, the G7 leaders are to attend a reception with the Queen and other members of the royal family. The Queen has met every American president since Dwight Eisenhower during her nearly 70-year reign, except for Lyndon Johnson, who didn't visit Britain while he was in office. Karen Chamas, London.
The question of allowing any fans into Tokyo Olympic venues is still being debated, with a decision unlikely to be announced before the end of the month. This would be just a few weeks before the Olympics are supposed to open, January 23rd. A virus state of emergency is still in effect in Tokyo. Fans from abroad have already been banned in what is shaping up to be a largely made-for-TV Olympics. Ed Donahue, AP News.